on the other side.
Okay, that was Laura Cantrell, Bees. I don't know why, but I'm just very smitten with that song these days. And with that, I'm feeling like maybe getting a little bit sappy. Anybody else want to listen to a little bit of sappy love songs? I promise we'll end on a happy note. And let's keep going. You are listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM. It is just a little past noon, and we're going to start the second hour of my version of Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm hosting today with a little bit of sappy love songs.
Bells ringing. I heard a choir singing. I saw my love walk down the aisle on her finger.
To see you.
don't care what you say.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So yes, that is correct. We are all alone together, and we can help stop the prevention of COVID-19. Paint a self-portrait? Not sure about that one, but willing to give it a try. So that was my little bit of a sappy love song set. I did promise that we would start end on a happy note. So started with Etta James, All I Could Do Was Cry, from the recording At Last. I love that recording. Then Linda Ronstadt, Love Has No Pride, from her greatest hits. Then Laura Nyro, Wedding Bell Blues. And then ended with Carla Thomas, Baby. And that is from the soundtrack of Baby Driver. The soundtrack to that movie is really fabulous. John Spencer Blues Explosion, also some Jonathan Richman. And yeah, I would highly recommend it. So I've got more music to play because it is about 12:15 and we've got some more time to just go into a set of musicians that are lovely, wonderful performers. And we'll start with the Cowboy Junkies. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
but not say it. I may know the truth, but not face it. I may hear a sound, a whisper, sacred and profound. Turn my head indifferent. I may know the word, but not say it. But not taste it. I may know the way to comfort and to soothe a worried face, but fold my hands in. If I'm on my knees, groping in the dark, I'd be praying for deliverance from the night into the day. But it's all gray. Something moving. Are you sleeping through the night? Do you have some? lights are flashing on the highway. I wonder if we're gonna ever get home. I wonder if we're gonna ever get home tonight. Everywhere the water's getting rough, your best intentions may not be enough.
She's growing. on the block.
Okay, well, that was a set of musicians that you often hear on Something About the Women. And I started that set with Cowboy Junkies. It doesn't really matter anyway. After that, Natalie Merchant, I May Know the Word. Following that was Lucinda Williams, Are You All Right? And then Patty Griffin, When It Don't Come Easy. And ended with Sean Colvin, Tenderness on the Block. So, for my last set, I'd like to send a shout out to all of my friends named Karen. I'm not really sure when we decided it was okay to name bad behavior instead of calling it what it is, naming it a name that belongs to people. I love Karens. I have an aunt Karen. I work with a Karen who is a nurse. I have a friend who is named Karen, and she does long distance running and raises money for nonprofit organizations. So, I don't know. Just seems to me we could call the behavior and not use somebody's name, but that maybe that's just me. So I have a couple songs by musicians named Karen. Day grow.
Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for
I'll feel you close to me.
There you have it, my little set going out to all the Karens in my life who I love and I adore, my Aunt Karen, Karens who I've worked with, Karens who I've run with, Karens who raise money for good organizations, and Karens who are amazing musicians. So started that set with Karen Elson, Double Roses, title track from the recording, Double Roses. After that, Karen Lee Batan, Do Right Woman, Under the Covers in Muscle Shoals, and of course, The Carpenters. So how could I not do a Karen set without Karen Carpenter, For All We Know? And I'm going to end my version of Something About the Women. This is WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, with Sarah Levesque from her new recording.
If I give it a little more.